For too many months, we have watched this crisis deepen. We have seen escalating violence, brutal crackdowns, and tremendous suffering by the Syrian people.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressing a sense of frustration as the international community watches the unfolding crisis in Syria. Mr. Ban spoke as Syrian forces were intensifying their assault on the city of Homs. The city is seen by the authorities as the bastion of rebellion against the rule of President Bashar al-Assad. The Secretary General spoke to reporters after briefing the Security Council on his recent trips to the Middle East, which has seen changes in Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya during what is known as the Arab Spring. But 11 months on, the crisis is still ongoing in Syria. Last Saturday, a Security Council resolution tabled by Morocco, which called for an end to the violence in Syria and for President al-Assad to step down to allow a transition to democracy in the country, was vetoed by Russia and China. Mr. Ban.
The failure to do so is disastrous for the people of Syria. It has encouraged the Syrian government to step up its war on its own people. Thousands have been killed in cold blood, shredding President Assad claims to speak for the Syrian people. I fear that the appalling brutality we are witnessing in Homs, with the heavy weapons firing into civilian neighborhoods, is a grim harbinger of wars to come.
Syrian authorities say they are facing a civil war with an armed opposition which has manipulated peaceful protests against the government. The Secretary General says the situation in Syria will affect the whole region. The Arab League is engaged in diplomatic efforts to end the crisis and recently sent a team of monitors to Syria. The UN Secretary General is supporting these efforts.
I spoke with the Arab League Secretary General, Nabil El Arabi, about how to end the killings and begin political negotiations. He informed me that he intends to send the Arab League observer mission back to Syria and asked for UN help. He further suggested that we consider a joint observer mission in Syria, including a joint special envoy.
And so, efforts continue to end the crisis in Syria, which, by United Nations estimates, has claimed more than 5,000 lives. The Secretary General says the situation is totally unacceptable.
Too many people have been killed. How many more will have to die before a political solution comes out?
It remains to be seen when that question can be answered. Derek Mbata, United Nations.